Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about something that has been a topic of discussion for us for several weeks now, and that is our firefighters in Pennsylvania. We're doing everything we can to help them out. I understand that recently you got to head out to the Tri-County Fire School in Smethport to present a citation. What was this all about?
Well, I had the opportunity to join area firefighters to help celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Tri-County Fire School located in Smethport. And also it was their groundbreaking ceremony for their burn building addition. This is an excellent facility that trains firefighters throughout the region. They primarily serve firefighters in McKean, Elk, Cameron, and Potter counties, but certainly provide valuable training to firefighters throughout our region. And I was certainly glad to present this citation, which was sponsored by myself and Representative Mike Armanini. And I want to thank everyone for all the work that they do at the Tri-County Fire School.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is good news for the city of Bradford. I understand that a grant is on its way to help with some rehabbing of a park. How did this come about, and what are the details?
Well, the city of Bradford has been awarded a $150,000 state grant that I worked to obtain for them for phase two of their rehabilitation of Callahan Park. This is an ongoing project where they're making improvements in several phases. And I was certainly glad to work with Karen Costello-Paik, the executive director of the city of Bradford Office of Community and Economic Development, and other city officials in support of this investment in Callahan Park.
Representative, the next thing we'd like to discuss is a new law in place that would affect folks who are using cell phones while driving. What is going on here?
Well, this is a new law, and there's a deadline coming up that folks should be aware of. A new Pennsylvania law banning the use of handheld devices while driving takes effect on June 5th in Pennsylvania. This is a piece of legislation that's been debated for quite some time. Under the law, driving while holding a mobile device is a primary violation, meaning police can pull over drivers solely for the violation. For the first 12 months after the law goes into effect, the penalty is a written warning. And effective June 2026, the penalty is a summary offense, which carries a $50 fine plus court costs and other fees. And if a driver is convicted of homicide by vehicle while driving distracted, they may be sentenced up to an additional 5 years in prison. So this is an important law taking effect that folks should be aware of.
Anglers all across the state are looking for an opportunity to get out in the water and to teach folks about the hobby that they love most. What are Fish for Free Days all about, and when's the next one coming up?
On Sunday, May 25th, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission will host their first Fish for Free Day to allow anyone, resident or non-resident, to legally fish on all Pennsylvania waterways. No licenses required, but all other fishing regulations still apply. And this really is a great way to expose the next generation of anglers. For more information about Fish for Free Days or any information about fishing in Pennsylvania, you can go to the Fish and Boat Commission's website at www.fishandboat.com.
And finally, Representative Causer, Memorial Day weekend is upon us. This is the holiday where we celebrate and remember all of those who have come before us, who have laid their lives down for the rest of us. What is this holiday all about? What does it mean? And what will you be doing on Memorial Day?
Well, Monday, May 26th is Memorial Day. It's a day set aside to honor the more than 1.1 million Americans who have died in wars in which the United States has entered. Please take a moment this weekend to remember these men and women who sacrificed their lives for us and for our country, and consider participating in Memorial Day events in your community. I'm honored to serve as guest speaker at this year's ceremony in Cowdersport, hosted by the American Legion Post 192.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for another weekly update with your state representative, Martin Causer.